What's going on, world? Your man, Mr. Mac.
And I'm Chris Levin.
This is the M&M Show, a.k.a. the
Okay
Show, brought to you live and in living color. I have a longtime homie sitting across from me. Expect this interview to be a little bit different. This is officially one of my guys, with all the New York slang I can muster, and hands down, one of the most underrated lyricists walking the face of the earth today. When people say that we didn't defend ourselves against Kendrick Lamar, I bring his name up. And now he's known as the Ashy Elbow guy, formerly the Ashy Elbow guy from Love and Hip Hop. State your name one time, please.
Hey, what's up? My name Graf, y'all.
He's been saying his name like that since I met him.
He's so calm.
It's consistent. Cool. It's awesome.
Yeah, it is. And you know where that came from?
No.
The one record, remember the Genuine and those music?
Yeah, I love that song.
I did that shit. It blew up. I added it to radio all across the country, and I did not see my fucking name on it. Everybody thought it was Twista or Ludacris or whoever the fuck. Everybody but me. I will never not do that.
What song was it?
In Those Jeans.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He did a remix.
And the remix got added to the radio all across the country, but my name wasn't there. So I got no credit for that shit.
I did not know that.
I was at the label like, yo, can y'all send a version of my name in it? Nobody followed up.
Right.
So it was added everywhere.
That's painful.
That had to suck ass.
Worse, man. I'm watching.
What year was that?
It was like 2004, right?
Something like that.
They've been doing this.
Oh yeah.
Oh no, Graf is this Love and Hip Hop may be a certain people's introduction to him.
Right.
I feel like we had a guest on, I don't even remember who it was, who thought she was famous. She's like, and then after Love and Hip Hop, then you realize you're a household name because reality TV just sinks into like pop culture. Lyrica. People that don't really care about real music.
That was Lyrica.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what she was saying. She's like, I thought I was like famous. I thought I was well known, and then it's like, now people know who I am.
I ain't gonna find that, and I did a few episodes. I'm on the whole season, but so far only one episode that I'm in aired, and that shit is different already. It's different.
Different type of attention.
It's different type of attention. Like, I went to Complex Con in California. Different.
Is it good? Is it good or bad? I mean,
I love it. I like being famous. Love it.
Well, I'm saying, but the reaction, the comments, are they good or bad? Are they?
Oh, it's a mix. Yeah. Like, I'm like, I don't give a fuck about what anybody thinks about anything. So, like, there's no comment you can say about me that's going to bother me. When you express love, then I accept it because love, flows free, and that's what I want.
Okay.
So there's mad negative comments. I don't give a fuck, but it's mostly love though, which is great.
Like, I don't know what they would have to be negative about. You literally stood there and let somebody put lotion on your elbows.
People say whatever they could think of, like
people make things, make something out of nothing.
So what? 90% of what I see is positive.
Okay, so let's get this out today. Did you smash Andy?
No.
All right.
Andy's a homie, man. Shout out to Andy.
And you never thought about it, never.
She's a good looking woman, and I'm a halfway pervert like you. What?
How the fuck did I? I'm sorry.
Because he knows you. We've already established that y'all been rocking for a very long time.
Is there a view from under this bus that I'm suddenly under?
Let me say, no, I don't think about it, though. But she's a homie and it's business.
So when moms came in, you really had to be. Well, I mean, your reaction was right there on camera. Everybody saw how you felt about it.
I was like. In my mind, I'm saying, fuck out of here, but I'm Jamaican and very respectful, and I'm not going to disrespect somebody's mom.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm going to body slam this man, mother.
Choke her up. Like.
And I don't condone men hitting women anyway. Right. So, like, I'm just looking at her like, please get away from me. Like, please, mm-hmm. as fast as possible, go the other way that I'm not at. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm not going to disrespect your mom. I'm not going to do that.
Right.
Like, I'm a real one. So
I thought you handled it as respectful as you could get. Like, if I'm in DC's and I'm watching that episode,
right.
I'm like, don't.
Like, everybody had different opinions. You always should have did this, should have said that. I'm like, nah, because I'm a real one. I didn't even want to say anything to provoke her further. Because I'm like, what am I going to do with your mom? Like,
right.
What am I going to do? I'm going to body slam somebody's grandma? Like, what am I going to do with your grandma? What am I going to do? Like, I'm just trying to get away from this shit.
What about the aspect of having cameras there? I've never argued on camera. I feel like I would just, not shut down. I'm not saying I would suck at reality TV just in case anyone else suggesting hiring. But I'm saying, like, but how do you... At some point, I would just diffuse everything. I'd be like the nicest person on camera. Hey, but how do you argue on camera?
One, you can't.
Is it genuine?
Because it's genuine because the cameras bring out the best and worst in everybody. Because everybody wants to fucking turn up. Nobody wants to get played.
Mm-hmm.
So that and everything is heightened. It's more extra sensitive when a camera's on.
So it's like when everyone's drunk at a club.
Exactly.
They don't want to be disrespected in front of their homies.
So you can't really turn it down because of that element. And on the flip side of things. It's fucking chess, man. You're still playing chess. It's TV. You want a good scene. So you still like, I'm gonna turn the fuck up too. You're gonna do the best thing for your character in that scene because you know what it is.
Even if your character is you.
You can't, but it's like yourself. A superimposed version of you. Like you can't just be, unless you like a super, unless you like Jocelyn or some shit, mm-hmm. Unless you're a character, then you still gotta in like quotes. Turn the shit up. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be a little extra.
But I know you. That all seemed extremely accurate. Like, right. I know you. I'm like,
yeah, I'm always me. That's why.
All I missed was some cursing. I thought maybe in a different circumstance.
Oh yeah,
you might have started cursing.
But I purposely try to watch the cursing. I'm on daytime fucking TV, so I'm like, I curse a lot.
He curses. So I could see Miss, like, politely said, Miss, could you please get the fuck out of here? We're really trying to finish this shit. You're driving me fucking crazy. Like, Miss, don't put your fucking hands on me. Like, don't. And that's not said to be a threat, but Miss, don't put your fucking hands on me. Right. Are you crazy? What the fuck are you hitting me for? I'm not doing shit to you. Like, I was expecting. That's the only part that I didn't see.
Right.
Right.
That I was basically eating my popcorn, kind of waiting for. Like,
plus, you know what's crazy? I was kind of so caught off guard a little bit. I didn't know how to respond at first. I'm like, how do you respond to this? I don't know. I do not want to argue with any woman on TV, especially somebody's grandmother. I'm not telling my mind. I'm like, I'm not arguing with you. Like, I'm getting out of this shit. I'm not going to sit here and argue with you on TV. I'm not going to argue with you anywhere. My damn shit ain't doing it on TV.
That's wild to me with, like, older people. I guess I kind of understand the younger generation arguing and getting wild. Like, Bad Girls Club level. Like, level of idiocy or whatever. Right. But, like, a grandmother? Like, actually on reality TV. Like, I don't understand the mentality. My parents are so, like, you know, like, grown to where it's like, okay, let's turn the cameras off and let's discuss this. like, it would not happen.
Exactly. So it's like, how do you sit there and argue with my grandma? I don't know how to do that. I don't ever want to do that in my life again.
Is everybody on the show a rapper?
No.
Nah. Some of them are like...
managers.
All types of shit.
Yeah. I feel like everybody we've had has been artists, though.
That's... No. Self is a DJ. Is a DJ.
Still an artist.
We haven't gotten Rich yet.
Right.
Rich is not an artist.
Right.
We haven't gotten Yandy yet. Yandy's not an artist.
Right.
I'm not.
Spoiler alert, I don't watch the show.
I actually like that because she gets to come from a fresh perspective.
Yeah.
She sometimes asks really dumb questions. I'm like, so.
Well, for other people who haven't watched the show, it's still a good question.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm in DC and I'm sitting in prison and I'm watching this episode of you going back and forth with his mother, the first thought in my head, Ma, why are you putting your hands on that dude?
Right.
Ma, don't do that. Don't put your hands on that dude. Like, we don't know this dude from a hole in the wall. You don't know what he might be like, how he might be wired. If he crushes you right now, I'm all the way over here. Like, Ma, do not walk around putting your hands on people. Like, stop that shit. Right. Like, not everybody's your kid. Chill out.
Dude. That's a fact. Because I could have handled it way worse. I'm just a real nigga, so I would never do that. Mm-hmm. But another nigga might have really just been on it. Like, plus the cameras is on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to smack the shit out of her. But I would never, I'm just not built like that. I'm not going to hit my grandmother. I don't know what you do.
So like, you use your brain.
Yeah,
you know, like you think ahead, like you use a little foresight, like.
That's also what I mean by
chess. Like, you gotta think ahead.
But
like,
also,
what the fuck is that gonna? Like, I always look at the end goal. Like, me arguing with your mother has nothing to do with the fuck I'm standing on camera for. I'm not doing that.
But that's also, I always talk to you all the time about EQ versus IQ.
Right.
Emotional quotient. It's really about being able to put aside those little emotional like impulses.
Right.
For the larger goal. For the, you know, it is chess. And so he's like, that sounds manipulative. I said, aren't we all manipulating everything? Like, I'm doing things to get something out of it, right?
Exactly.
You're doing things to create a response to get a, you know, even when you're treating your spouse or your girlfriend or whatever that nicely, because you want to have a good night, right? You want to end it nicely.
Which brings us to the next question. Spouse and or girlfriend.
That was a layup.
I love my co-host, man. Like, I'm telling you, white women for the win. It helps. You got to have one.
Stop telling them I'm white, yo.
They see the photos.
They thought I was Spanish, yo.
No, nobody thinks that. We had your mother on the show, B. That is a white woman.
You get way more.
She's an Algerian. She's the Algerian one.
Your mother's Algerian?
My mother's Algerian. North
your
Africa.
Mother looks like, and I know this is about to sound like all kind of fucked up jokes. No, your mother looks like the original Quaker / hippie white woman.
Yeah.
Like, she's in here.
See, she had breast cancer too, and her hair comes in differently. She used to have big curly, like a fro.
Oh.
And now it comes in like sort of
straight.
Straight, like sort of, I don't know.
But it just looks like a perm.
Well, now she perms it to try to get her old hair back.
Oh, sweet. Oh, well, moving on. We totally are going left.
The fact that I'm white.
And or good girlfriend.
Good for you to be white. Good for you.
Light-skinned, dude. Okay. Yeah, but anyway, so you got a girlfriend or something?
I do.
Yeah? Serious?
Yeah.
How long?
Long enough, shit.
And it's not Yandy.
Nah, it's not Yandy, straight business, man.
I just need to get this clear.
It's
like,
funny because people always think that me and her this son, that we've been working together off and on for so long. Mm-hmm. But it's like...
Off camera, too?
When I met him, he was... No. Not
that long, but like just a couple years off and on.
Yeah, like...
If you from the outside looking in, it could look like we fucking, but we're really not. It's straight business. Like, mm-hmm. When I met her, I pursued her as a manager just from watching her when she was working with Jim Jones and seeing what
she was doing for him.
I
was right.
Like, hold on, I want that. And I learned in the past, you don't mix business and pleasure because it always fucks up.
Say it again.
Don't mix business and pleasure because you always fuck up. I used to be the king of that shit.
Yeah.
I did that early in my career many a times and it always ended bad. Always ended bad. Yeah. I ain't gonna tell the stories because some of them are like in the industry doing shit now. So I'm like, but it always ends bad.
I need at least one story, no names. At least one. No names, though.
Yo, that laugh was so evil.
that's because he already thought of what he wants to say. Yeah, he's just trying to figure out now how he's going
to
say it.
It's hard not to say any names because it got to do with an executive, too. So it's like, if I don't say no names, the story is going to be whack. But I can try.
That's why I can't write a book. Like, my book would be so epic if I could name names, and I don't want to, so I would never write a book.
They just use fake names. Like, if the person's name is Roger, you call them Michael.
See, if I mention the label, you're going to, like, narrow it down.
So well, just say a label.
Narrow it down to the woman and the guy.
Mm. Don't mention the label.
Let me see how to tell a story to make it seem like something. Years ago, one of the labels I was working with, some type of way, I did something with one of the executive women up there. And she was attached to the executive dudes up there, and it was a big thing. Because dude didn't, he was kind of like possessive with his employees, you know what I'm saying? And didn't want that
ego
to happen.
Power trip. It
could have been a little bit of that, but he definitely found out. I purposely went to find out. Like, is she really fucking rid of it? And it was a big deal. It was fucked up.
Now, you want to know the funny part? I absolutely know who we're talking about.
See?
We're absolutely not going
to
say
who. I'm totally not going to because I'm still team Bang. So I'm totally...
bang,
I'm not going to say. I'm not going to say anything.
Somebody said Bang Bang.
A lot of people.
When something's good, Bang Bang. I'm not good with slang. Horrible slang. Yeah,
I don't know.
Have one. Bang Bang.
The man Dave Chappelle said that when he was being Rick James.
Oh, there we go. Right. There we go. Because I have a friend that says it, and I was like, I know he didn't make it up because he's like a random like Upper East Side bar hopper. He didn't make it up, but I've heard it a million times.
He got that from Team Bang is
the label.
Graf had this song called Bang Out.
Oh.
And it was one of the first songs I heard from him. Anybody listening to this, go Google it. Bang Out. That's the name. They got a video for it and the whole nine. It was a great, great fucking song. So,
in the middle of that song, I put the Genuine and the Genie.
I remember that. Because you had to.
Yeah, I was trying to
claim
get
it.
Exactly. Because nobody knew who the fuck was rapping on that record. I was like, it's me. Sup, motherfuckers, it's me. But whatever.
You've been, we don't get, I don't know if I should even stick with the girlfriend thing.
I want to ask.
Yeah, because
so you said don't mix business with pleasure, so you do no business with her.
Your girlfriend.
You keep it all the way personal?
But it's not. She's not a music person. So
okay.
It doesn't matter.
What does she do? What type of...
She runs a whole other company. So no part of it in the same life. So I'm totally different.
How does she feel about you being on all this? Has it affected her?
Yeah, but not in a bad way because I didn't do anything crazy. Okay. What if I did?
But like walking around, how does she feel about the added attention? I mean, she likes a guy
is she out with you when that happens?
Yeah,
but she used to me getting attention anyway. It's just more now, but it's always been attention. There's never a time we went out with somebody's like, oh shit, grab, blah, blah, blah. It always happens all the time. Now it's just a little more. Mm-hmm. But it's not crazy yet. It's only one episode.
Rather secure in herself?
I guess so. Shit, I mean, I've been grabbed mad long. So, like, I'm more famous. But
what's your
like,
government? What's your government?
Billy Bob Thornton.
Shut up.
That was hilarious.
I have I said my name was Bob the Builder to a girl yesterday. I swear to God, it was mad funny. She was saying I did Bob the Builder. She said, what do you do? I'm a porn star by day, astronaut by night. Interesting. So yeah, let me know if you want to shoot a movie over outer space. I'm here. I'm here for you.
Is she even listening or is she just nodding?
She was wow, he's fucking porn star and astronaut.
Was she high?
My name was like, that's Grab. He's a rapper.
Was she like 12? Like, what?
She's in the club. I said I was dead serious. Like, I was dead. I was like, yeah, I'm a porn star by day and astronaut.
I feel like maybe like 20 minutes later, she's in the bathroom, like scratching her head, like, wait, what did he say?
Somebody told her. Somebody's like, nice Grab, he's a rapper. I'm lying up. hate rap.
You also said you hate rappers in the elevator.
Yeah, what's up, man? I'm a businessman, that's why. Not by art.
Right.
I mean, I hate them because they're not about the business.
Okay.
I learned that you have to learn this business to be in it. And as an artist, you don't really want to. You just want to fucking create. Well, unfortunately, you can't.
Y'all handle that. I just want to rap.
And you can't do that unless you have Jay-Z's team. You can't say y'all handle shit because it ain't going to be handled how you want it to be. Mm-hmm. I learned that the hard way for mad years. You know what I'm saying? You have to learn the business to be in it. You got to be of it, straight up. And that's not fun if you just want to create.
But besides shitting where you eat and dealing with your dick, what else were some of the other mistakes you feel you made?
I mean, everything is trial and error, man. It's a shitload of mistakes. I can't avoid all of them shit, but I learned from all of them. That's a fact. Right. But
they didn't go unnoticed.
I'll tell you one of the main lessons I learned. Fuck all that. It's always business, never personal. You gotta remember that, because when you feel too attached to a situation or you get your feelings involved, there's no place for that. Most people like Tyrese on fucking Instagram. Get your feelings out of here. There's no room for your feelings.
Thick skin, some water off the duck's
back. Your feelings do not belong anywhere around here. You know what I'm saying? It's just you literally look like Tyrese on Instagram. What the fuck are you crying on the ground for? There's no place for your feelings here, bro. You're gonna get memed. You was memed.
Do you think there's any part of that that was intentional? Like, I mean, I think it snowballed.
He got real honest. He said he was on medication.
Oh, okay.
He said he got real honest,
which I could appreciate to an extent, and then he got real honest. Too much.
And listen, that nigga was hot. Fuck y'all talking about. He was all the shit. I serve hella coke fiends. You know, you fucking with your neck. That shit, he looked great. He was doing that. And listen.
I'm just sipping my tea over here.
And it was hot, dog.
Okay, wait. He was also speaking from the perspective of a father.
Hello, baby boy. So what?
He was also speaking from the perspective of somebody's dad.
I know what that feels like.
I'm not a dad. You are.
I'm a dad. Yeah, I got twins. And I went through trials and tribulation with his mom. And it's super emotionally draining and stressful and all of that shit. But I'm sure mine was just as bad as his. And you will not catch me on the gram expressing my emotions in that fashion. There's no place for your feelings on the internet, dog. Button your shirt up, pull your pants up, and handle your fucking business. And log off.
Talk to your real friends. Yeah, like, yeah, that's my biggest problem. I was like, why do you have no one else to talk to? Like, these are your real family and friends on the internet.
Yeah, like, what are you
like
doing?
That's who you have to like, you know, bounce ideas off of
in that moment,
get attention from.
It's
like,
crazy.
In that moment of being on, with, you know, your face in a phone, mm-hmm. right? There's no judgmental faces in that moment. It's easy to keep going. You can't see disapproval in the phone.
But I will say, that wasn't a Snapchat or Instagram. You had to post it. What the fuck was he recording
on? He recorded it first.
And then you
post.
Right.
So it's like, that makes you crazier.
Yeah.
You took time and approved of this message.
It might have had a filter on it. The motherfucker's crazy. Might have had a filter.
He approved the message and then hit post and put a caption on it.
I can't fuck with that. You're nuts. Mm-hmm. You're crazy.
Like, that's a little much.
You might have edited that, dog. You're nuts.
Wait, how old are you twins?
They 12.
12? Damn.
They're grown people, man. A couple more years, they don't be in jobs anymore.
Yo, these days, like, are they girls or boys?
Girl and a boy.
Girl and one.
You win. You don't really need to do it again. Like, you
straight.
You good money.
Old shit.
Nice. No, hey, good business.
Oh my god, I was about to be like the girl in the club that believes you bought the builder and ask if they're fraternal or fucking A.
See? And being white kicks in. Blonde moment completely.
Alright.
And I was gonna leave that alone, but you keep running into these things.
I'm sorry, it was too funny to not say. Like, the fact that it crossed my brain screen, I was like, oh fuck.
Oh, good.
Horrible.
There are no dumb questions here.
No, that's
are we in the circle of trust? Oh my god.
Oh, yeah, right.
No, fucking I am. I totally am. I've been there for way too much shit. We're both from Queens. I'm all the way in the circle of trust.
How do you feel about the Queens, Brooklyn, boroughs, Harlem, whatever? Like, do you fight for Queens rights? Like, as far as you know, like Queens all day.
Does that even exist anymore?
I don't know.
Like, do
I
we mean, even have those?
But we have. Funny. You have many conversations about that.
You know, what's funny to some people, it does. Me, I don't. I'm a Queens nigga to the heart, but I fuck with the whole city. I mean, when I'm in Brooklyn, I'm in Marcy all the time. Nigga, think I'm from Brooklyn. I fuck with Harlem dudes. I fuck with Long Island. I fuck with Staten.
You come through Flatbush. That's where I live. He'd be on Flatbush. We be kicking it on
but then,
Flatbush.
But you do have your people. Like, even like, you got your Dame Dashes of the world who's Harlem. He'd be like, yeah, you know, Queens, but I fuck with you, though. Or
right.
You like a Brooklyn nigga.
That's like pointing out.
He's like, you from Harlem, but I fuck with him, though. Like, I heard niggas say that. Like, mm-hmm. like, I heard my Brooklyn friends say that about Harlem. Like, he from Harlem, but I fuck with him, though. Like, what? But that's really how
that's
niggas...
like saying I have a black friend. It's like, I have a Harlem friend. Like,
yeah.
I have a Brooklyn friend. I'm not racist.
I'm telling you.
You know what? Me and Self go back and forth like that all the time.
I know, that's what I was talking about. Yeah, like, people do have this conversation.
You're right. You're right.
Like, you from Queens, but I fuck with you though. Like, what?
There was a guy in the club last night. There was a guy in the club last night. I can't tell you too many details, but he was wearing one color from the West Coast, and he happened to be from the West Coast, and he was wearing one color, and my friends were throwing up signs for the other color, apparently. I was unaware of all this happening. And then next thing you know, one of them's looking at the other one funny, and it turns into security getting involved, and then, like, and then 20 shots later, they're, like, pretending to be friends. And I was like, how did all this really start? It's 2017. Are we really doing gang colors, gang signs?
It happened.
I was like, who's in the gang? We're all in business, right? Like,
no, no, we all
that's,
not.
But maybe that's what I'm misunderstanding. Yeah.
It'd be great.
How does that work with adults?
You think like that because you're from the East Coast.
Okay.
You go to the West Coast, that shit got nothing to do with business. East Coast people can't truly understand that the gang culture when it's that. I mean, you got gang bangers in New York too, but I'm talking about like the real West Coast.
The 60s, original. 70s. Yeah.
We can't truly understand that shit because over here we kill for money. It's always money based. It's normally based in something.
Hustle.
Yeah, it's always, we sold more faster paper out here. Out there, it's a whole other thing.
So loyalty, family. Click,
and years deep in beef. Out here, I've seen motherfuckers go through, like, you could be a straight blood, go through a cripple, take a bandana off and try to get through some moves. But you fuck with dudes over there, now you hanging with them, all kind of shit. That's not happening over there. I've seen dudes do that, put their flag down and go hang with their blood friends, like, 5 minutes later, gonna rep later, like, what are you doing? Like,
you don't belong
over there. That shit ain't happening over there. That shit, they not playing that. Word.
You know, you remind me of right now, Joe Budden. You sound like Joe when he was trying to school academics, so as far as like staying out of beef and shut the fuck up, stay away from these little fuckity fuck fucks, and you're about to get me. I gotta get my OGs involved and all this other stuff. And
I just wild out when they're young, like you said, like the youngins. I was like, this kid was like 24, like really trying to start mad beef, like he's surrounded by all East Coast.
At that age, though, when you were that young,
he just believed he was invincible.
Yeah, I've been there. When I was going to St. John's, I had the hammer on me every day. Nothing's popping off at St. John's, bro. I'm strapped every day. Like, yo, ready. Ready for what? This finals?
War!
No, nothing gangsta happening here, man. Like,
somebody
except for finals. I will shoot that test.
The Harvest Day dance.
Teacher, I did good, right?
talent show coming up, my nigga.
How long were you in St. John's?
Until I dropped out. 3 years ago.
You only had 1 more year.
I got signed.
That's it.
The rap shit happened. That's when I started fucking with Busta and trying to run around the country and all that other shit. I couldn't balance school. I didn't even drop out. My last year I got all incomplete. I could not balance both.
That's kind of, well, I wouldn't say that's why I dropped out, but I was on the way to that because I was starting to like not show up enough.
She was smoking weed though.
No, I don't even smoke. I really don't smoke. I've smoked before, but I don't like it. Like, it makes me I just get stuck. I get stuck on the couch.
I'm the only straight edge person in the room.
Never smoked before?
You know that.
Never.
No, you know that.
Never tried it, though.
Oh, that's what we're getting. No, Graf, I've never tried to smoke.
High school and never tried?
I'm super cool. Always have been. I'm amazingly cool.
He got excited about music and nerdy shit.
Yeah, I'm different. Not caught on there. And plus, my father grew his own weed, so when it was coming around, I wasn't impressed. I'm like, y'all are smoking that? That shit looks terrible. Wait, it's all brown. You're not supposed to. Oh, it smells bad. Ah, fuck out of here. I'm not doing that shit. Y'all niggas found that outside somewhere. Get the fuck out of here.
But also, that's people that watch their parents get, you know, like drinks every night or drunk every night, whatever.
You're not curious.
Quite as excited. Yeah,
you're not curious. My family is a bunch of. What's holy rollers, like they're the people who go to church religiously a couple of times a week, but it may be social events at the church,
right?
And people that's get, like people turned up.
Yeah, there's vodka at the church. They, you know, they may blow some weed in the church parking lot, but they're praising God. It's nothing to do. One has nothing to do with the other.
God created weed.
My grandfather said
and moonshine
when I
and all that.
when I get to heaven, there better be some gin. He was like, if it's my heaven, God gonna have some gin.
Pass me that bottle so I can rip that back page. I got to roll this joint. Psalms 32. I'm about to roll this joint.
I already know that one, so I can rip it out.
Memorize that.
That's fine.
That's like the Book of Eli, right? He knows the whole book.
Hope this ain't no poison me.
He memorized it. It was a blank.
The Denzel Washington movie. We're curving left and right all over the place.
Yeah, we got religion, everything.
Girlfriend, how did she deal with you being a father of two?
Great.
Was she there when you went through the trials and tribulations with your baby moms?
Yeah. She's really good. Cool.
She held you down and she didn't?
All that. She's efficient. She's a boss. That's why I try to keep it. I try to be a better man. I'm like,
does she have any of her own?
I was just as bad as him. He's probably worse. I was like, my former self, I was pretty bad. Dog one-on-one. I'm sure I ran through half Baltimore City already. I'm more than sure. I'm like, hey, don't remember you, but I'm sure it was great. It happened. Many a time. See, I've been grabbed for how many years? Yeah. Think about it. In my high school, I was probably the best dressed, most popular kid. St. John's, same shit. Then I went from there to getting a record deal and being a rapper.
Did you play sports in college?
I played sports in the hood. I didn't play sports in the school, though. Okay. I was in leagues in the hood and all that type of shit. Mm-hmm.
What, basketball?
They have, wait, they have leagues?
Yeah, all kind of leagues.
Yeah, you did YMCA or like summer league.
Okay, like, that makes sense.
Yeah, all kind of like how they got the Ruck in Harlem. It's like okay, leagues that are all over every hood. They got mad leagues mm-hmm. or something like that.
I don't know, the way you made it sound, I was thinking like Blood versus Crips, like shirts versus skins. I was like, really, we're doing this?
We really got to get you
over the block, Tommy. I didn't dunk on your head from the Crips last week, my nigga.
Everybody got to put their pieces to the side while they play.
Oh, yeah, last night fucked you up bad. Like, we got to get you up and away from this nonsense.
Sure, keep her away from the gangbangers.
It was raining and people were doing shots out in the street at that point.
Damn.
I'm not even kidding.
Well, liquor will make for fast friends. Those hangovers will wake you up from not what I've seen. But I've seen liquor make peace instantly.
I've never seen the person who was making peace.
Shit.
Right, that's what I said. That's why I was surprised. Words,
like, matter of fact, bring it back to reality show. Yeah. What they do on most reality shows,
they get everyone drunk.
They get you saucy. So when you start shooting, it ain't no peace. Because now you get everything is super sensitive and you twist
emotions on them.
Yeah, and they put you some bullshit like bam.
It's action. Like drink champs. That's like drink champs kind of thing. You get people to loosen up, loose lips. Yeah. Talk about all kind of wild shit.
Yo, Nori, shout out to you, but we're not giving you no more shout outs on the show, man. Like,
okay, back to Love
Rival Me. Podcast. About I'm set tripping.
Well, now that we mentioned it, it's too late. I'm going to say this real quick.
Just fucking
did you see the episode with Diddy there?
Nah, I missed that one.
I was there live. He got so saucy.
Yeah.
He was saying all kinds of shit. By the time it came out, they edited at least an hour out of that shit. He was getting loose. It was great. If it had came out the way it really was, that shit would have been the talk of the town on every blog or across the world.
No, that's not his name anymore. It's Brother Love.
He said that was a joke.
Oh, motherfucker, that would have been good. He came out and said it was 1970s, like that's what I was thinking. That's also Brother Love.
Brother Love sounds like a manager on WWE. Sounds like you're managing somebody.
Either that or the city of Brother Love, and that does not.
And he's from here. LeBron called himself the King of New York the other night.
Oh, wow. What?
Yeah, LeBron.
How?
He beat the Knicks by 3 points. And tied the season series because we already whooped their ass in Cleveland.
Right.
So after he won and he had a nice comeback, he put a picture of himself that walking on the Knicks logo and it said, you're welcome. And then it said, crown king of New York.
Jeez.
Damn, that disrespectful.
Yeah.
Fuck around sniping out here, man.
I was at the game last night.
Well, yeah, we won last night. Yeah,
we beat the Jazz without their best player.
But
so.
King of New York, dog. Like you're one of the few. That. You're one of the few people who went up against who took a turn at Kendrick when he claimed King of New York.
Right, and it's funny because even with that battle, not really battle, but me responding, I understood what he was doing from the beginning. And I knew his little King of New York shit wasn't really saying King of New York, but I didn't give a fuck. I just want to
take
compete.
A literal and compete.
Mm-hmm. I'm just here to compete, and Kendrick, my man. But this game, it can only be one king, dog. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm only here to destroy everything moving.
Kill, kill, kill.
So I said, I'm going to get on your beat and dance on this motherfucker. As before I put it out, I sent it to him. I sent it to all of them. Jay Riot, bye. Mm-hmm. He's fucking with it. Because I wasn't being disrespectful. It's just competitive. I fuck with the nigga.
Well, which is what we got to earlier when I was talking about rappers. You know, we're talking about some rappers being late, being egotistical. But rap in general is like competing, saying why I'm better than you and proving it.
Even if you don't compete,
that's how it started, right?
To somebody. So whether you compete or not, motherfuckers going to put you up against people regardless. That's what we do by nature.
Fantasy leagues. We make fantasy leagues out of rappers.
Straight up.
Except we compare like verses instead of stats.
Yeah.
Like, no, he cleaned them up on this verse. No, but what about this one? Well, that verse ain't better than this one.
Right, but he ain't got a whole album that's good.
That's where it starts blowing up.
And that's going to happen whether you're competing or not in your own mind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm competitive by nature. I need motherfuckers to be good so I can have something to crush. I need you to be good. Mm-hmm. Don't be whack because then I don't have nothing to
aim at. Don't they say it's lonely at the top. You can't be so good that everyone's so whack in comparison.
Yeah, I don't want that. I need you to be good. I need something to aim at, but like, I'm going to crush you tomorrow. Thanks for being good so I can be better than you.
Kendrick Lamar's my nigga, but... What did you say after this verse? I'll drown him in a pool full of liquor.
Disrespectful shit.
Yeah.
Drink. Go to sleep. Drink.
Yeah, that's where it came from. Can't drink my liquor. Verse, I'll drown him in a pool full of liquor.
You don't want to fool with a nigga. I said something else cool after that. I can't remember that.
Real cool. It was cool. Yeah. That's like Mecca. I was cool growing up. I was just real cool.
No, I was amazing. Cool. Some other shit. I was the other side of the pillow constantly.
Besides the show, like, what do you have coming out or, like, that you're promoting, pushing? You're talking about being in the gym. We're actually going to get back to that.
Oh, there we go. Put a pin in that. I need one more thing. There are so many little... Is this why you don't compete with the littles? Like, the Yachtys, the Uzis, the... I also don't see you shitting on them, so I'm trying to figure out where you stand as far as that's concerned.
Just waiting for them to get good enough to matter?
Nah. What they do, in my opinion, I hate to see, let me say this first, I hate to see the older generation shit on the young generation and vice versa. I hate that shit. Mm-hmm. It should be embraced both ways. You know what I'm saying? If you have a, you like, especially if you're like a gatekeeper or somebody respected in this culture as an older dude, you should be trying to school them if you feel you got something to say. Not trying to shit on them, because they just doing what they doing. Mm-hmm. You know, Yachty's like 19. What the fuck are you mad at him for? You know what I'm saying? Even, I remember back in the days when Soulja Boy was hot and Ice-T was going out. I'm like, why you doing that for? This nigga just bought his mother a house. He, young, dirty nigga from the hood. Stop. You know what I'm saying? I don't like
seeing
that.
He's supposed to be excited. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like seeing that. So that's one. Two, I embrace it because some of what they're doing is dope. I like music in general. Some of what they're doing is fucking dope. So what, some of the niggas can't rap? It is what it is. If you can't rap, you do what you do. I just think that particular type of music needs a name so that somebody like Pete Rock won't have to judge a Lil Yachty.
So they're not in the same.
You won't have to be in the same. He's doing boom bap, classic hip hop shit. Let's say they had a name called whatever the fuck it is. It needs a name.
Well, they do have mumble rap.
Yeah, well, we made that up shitting on him. It needs like a real name. Like, you can go and Target and say,
right, you don't want to say, like, I want to grow up to be a mumble rapper. Like, no one can say that. Yeah. That's kind of disrespectful.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, a name to the point where it's like a clear delineation. Like, you can go in, like, Best Buy and it'll be like trap, classic, that, and they got a name. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have a section with a name so you can be respected the right way. Because it should be respected. It's an art form by itself. Like, what Extension, whatever you call him?
XXXTentacion.
Whatever his name is, I like what he got some shit that is interesting to listen to. You know what I'm saying? Whatever he's doing, Lil Yachty, I mean, I'm not a fan of Lil Yachty, but he's doing something right. He on talk commercial kind of shit. Mm-hmm. Congrats to that young black nigga. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like, Lil Uzi, I like his shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of them make good music.
What do you think about the names?
It should have a name.
What do you think about their names?
A man named Graph can't critique anybody. A man named Graph who's spelling it wrong.
True.
Can't critique anybody.
But how did you come up with your spelling then? Okay, let's...
I'm a Negro. Let me stop. No, it just made sense to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, you know, you do graffiti, you do all this fucking hip-hop shit. We always, as a coach, we always took shit and made it our own. You know what I'm saying? You take the word graph, I change the letter, I make it niggerish, boom, now it's graph, now it's mine. You know what I'm saying? This is what we do.
When you said graffiti, I was thinking graphs, like charts and graphs.
No, you're talking like, such Jesus a nerd. Christ.
Such a nerd.
How white was that?
I love math and science, so I want
to be white for a day. It's great.
My head is in the clouds with it. I don't even know. I gave up drinking. Like, I haven't drunk for a week.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so how much do you drink? Because you're like fitness. How do you, like, when I'm all the way ripped, I'm only drinking like that. I'm like, fuck this liquor. I've been in the club front. Like, I sip
vodka soda. First of all, there's no, like, the dark liquor just makes the stomach hurt anyway. There's extra sugars in it. Right. And then all the juices and sodas and stuff outside of it, I just seltzer water, you know?
Seltzer water, what? Vodka?
Vodka seltzer. Vodka seltzer, yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
And I probably have like 3 a night. Like, I'm not a big drinker.
3 a night is a lot, though.
But in 4 hours?
I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that's almost 1 hour. A drink an hour?
People have a drink in their hand all night. You think you're not sipping it? That's like 3 drinks an hour. Well, that's how people do. If they're out at a club to party.
I technically have a drink in my hand all night, but it's cranberry and ginger.
But you're not out every night, too.
So, yeah,
so I got you. Yeah, that's not bad.
So that's why I had to, like, cut it out, though, for a second. I was like, every day I was getting, like, tired. Like, I was staying tired longer. In the day. I was getting up and doing my shit. Like, I was still handling my business, but I was like, ugh.
I've been slacking on the gym shit hard, body. And it's funny, because I love hip-hop. I came here to get half naked, so I gotta, like, tighten this shit back up and get back like, oh. I came here to take it off, my nigga. I ain't gonna hold it. Like, when I signed the contract, I said, look, man, my shirt's gonna come off. 2 years in the past, when I was thinking about doing the show, and I had the opportunity to do it, I didn't do it. I said, nah, I don't want to do it. Because in my mind, I was like, I'm not with the shits. This year, me signing the contract, I know you have to come here and be with the shit. I'm with the shit. I'm like, I didn't come here and go ask a problem. Like, oh, I can't believe you tried to play me. I know what it is.
If
you walk on Jerry Springer stage and get snuffed in the face, don't be surprised. Like, I can't believe you snuffed me. Why not? You've been doing it for 10 years.
This is the game that we're playing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I know what it is already. So yeah, I came here to get half naked, dog. I'm like, no.
What kind of workouts do you like to do? Whatever the gym, fuck. Like lift heavy, like, or like,
I'm walking out of the gym in the park.
I go to the park.
Okay. Like calisthenics, body weight. Okay. Do you do the bar workouts? Those are crazy. That shit's wild.
I've been slacking the last probably 2 months though. Like, that's why I'm like, I look extra slim. I gotta stop this shit.
Yeah, you're slim in the face.
I gotta slim off.
Your face is.
My man always says that I get muscle face when I start to get slim in the face. He's like, you got like muscle cheeks right now. I'm like, oh.
I hate that. Yeah, it should get thin right here. It looks stupid. I don't like that shit. But I've been really working, my nigga. Like, a lot of music. Like,
well, I saw you down at you did the Complex Con,
right?
And you've been like making all the rounds, like A3C, and
I wrote and recorded so much shit. Like, I'm ready for this opportunity.
What's your project gonna be?
It's called The Black Sheep.
Ooh, okay.
I'm like not fucking around. Like, to me, people always try to like, yo, I want a shot, I want to be on. I can't wait for my chance. Stop chasing your chance and just get better at what the fuck you're doing. If you focus on your craft all day, every day, and become the best you, when your chance comes, you'll knock it out the park and be ready. Motherfuckers take their chance so much that when they get a chance, they're not really ready.
They probably didn't
realize it was a chance because you wasn't fucking ready. You missed it. You did okay that day, and that day could have turned into something else, but you fucking average.
Mm-hmm.
So just focus on being the best you, and when that chance comes, advice. You're out of here.
Is that why you always have like bars ready?
Always, a strap.
So can we have one now?
Hell no.
See how fast that happened?
Well, we ain't special enough. We ain't cool enough.
Of course not, my man. No, he knows like a rap.
Yeah, I really know he can rap. He's gotten me out of the car many a night. Just walked away from him because he said some dumb shit.
Some nasty.
Yeah, like some just ridiculous. I remember one specifically. He played it for me early before he did anything with it, and I think even the beat changed, but the verse was the same. And I remember I was listening to the whole thing, and I'm like making the I got a shit face, like, Jesus Christ. And then he says one specific line. He said, life is hard, life's type odd, life's like a lightning rod, fight with God. I just got out the car. It was like, that was nope.
A lightning rod fight with God?
A lightning rod fight with God.
I think
Zeus.
I was gonna say another next whitest thing.
Go ahead. We embrace you all.
Are you really going to spoil this? Like, go ahead.
No, but there's, I'm going to forget the name of it. It's a cartoon movie, and they have, like, literally cartoons. They have, like, Zeus and Thor, and then, like, they're fighting in the clouds. Like throwing them.
Hercules?
They're, like, laughing, joking. They've got, like, unicorns and all this. It's,
Jesus.
It's like seven different scenes. It's all music. There's no words in it.
Oh, what? The Mickey Mouse shit?
They have that one in it. Remember, we're on the radio. It's horrible. You just can't think of it.
Right.
Well, is that what you were watching when you got inspired for that line? And then you walk out the car, you're watching a Disney movie and just fucked up everybody's life? That's what it was? Unicorns and shit up in the clouds?
My Little Pony?
Yeah, that was happening?
No, but I like the imagery. I like the imagery, though.
I walked clean out the car. I just remember getting out. He was like, yeah, where you going? I just said, nope. Closed the door behind me. He was like, no, come on. Nope. He's like, Mac, no, that was just I put the finger up, like, nope, fuck you completely, nope, I'm going to be a publicist.
You know what's funny?
Nope.
I should memorize that rap and do it live. It's like 6 minutes long.
Yeah, true.
Like 6 fucking minutes long.
But I'm still, that's another thing. You don't remember your verses after you get done with them.
I write them in my head. I got to record it. Unless I write it to spit live, then I remember it. Because I'll repeat it over and over for hours. Mm-hmm. Like, this fucking being good shit is a lot of diligence and time, yo. Like literally, like, if I drive back and forth to Albany a lot, right? I'll spend the whole three and a half hour drive saying one verse over and over to the same beat for the whole fucking drive to learn it and do the same shit back and just rapping. If I'm jogging, I'm on my jogging shit, then I'm...
That's how I learned my stuff, too. I had to listen to it. Like, after writing it, I would never...
She sings.
But see, this is one of the reasons why it's hard for, I believe, a lot of the OGs to have respect for the littles.
Oh, they don't see the work. It
doesn't look visible. It doesn't... When you have somebody who blatantly tells you through their actions and their interviews that they don't care about the music.
It's just a little something,
like, yeah, like
dabble in or something.
Yeah. You know what annoys me? I tell you, when I get on my grumpy old man, if that's what I want to call it,
right.
The thing that annoys me is when I hear them refer to it as rap shit.
Right.
I'm doing this rap shit. Like, nigga, really? Like, if you went to a restaurant...
You play your Nintendo shit after school, like...
Nah, fuck. If you went to a restaurant and the cook was like, eh, I'm doing this cooking shit, you probably wouldn't be too enthused to eat that food. Like, that sounds
that's
awful.
Crap.
Yeah. I'm doing this painting shit. Like, it sounds like you're just finger painting. It sounds like you don't really give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah, I feel you.
And that's annoying at the same time as it is, well, where's the respect that I'm supposed to have for that?
There's a lack of respect for the culture in general, but this is how I separate it. If you are an artist, for real, seriously about your craft, then you won't talk that way. If you're just here for the bag, I commend you too. Go get your money. You could have been a janitor, you could have worked for UPS, whatever the fuck. Chose to make your money that way. Good for you.
And
I'm only into
the
artists. I'm only into dudes who are curating cool shit, who give a fuck about art. If you're not really about the craft, I don't really give a fuck about what you have to do or say. But if you're chasing the bag, that's cool. Think about when Cash Money was hot. I bought all that shit. Birdman didn't give a fuck about being a rapper. He was like, I'm a hustler, and I'm going to pay for finessing y'all niggas, and you're buying it. I was like, you know what? You're right. I just bought it, and I like you. Go ahead, motherfucker.
You got me.
So it's like, I just like music in general. But if you're not an artist, then you're bullshit.
So on the other end,
I just put them in two different categories. I appreciate the artists who are selling art, and I understand motherfuckers are just hustling trying to get it back. Mm-hmm. I don't like your shit, but I understand what you're doing. Mm-hmm. It's better than selling drugs to do that.
I saw my favorite.
Still kind of doing the same amount of damage.
Oh, it's definitely doing damage. Anybody that's diluting any culture for the money is doing damage. No matter what industry you're in. If you're doing it for the money, it's not about the art, you're fucking it up. That's a fact. That's why I can't really get it.
That's also why the cream rises to the top, though.
You think, because if that was the case, he would be in the graph would be in a different place.
Right.
If that was the case, being able to out-rap everybody he comes across, he would be in a completely different field. He's living like, you're my nigga. I'll say this to your face. He's living proof that the cream doesn't rise to the top.
He's
nowhere near where he's supposed to be, in my opinion. And this is not me standing. I know artists who are afraid to get on tracks with him. They just want to get embarrassed. They just don't want to be shown up by this guy right here.
So what's the missing link? Was it, I mean, just this level of fame? What'd you say? I mean, would this catapult you to the level you deserve?
Short story long, yeah. I mean, a whole bunch of reasons why. I don't even want to get into the whole, you know, the whole history of why I didn't go over the hill. It's old shit, but let's just say underexposure, not the best marketing, and just not... My promotion marketing was never where it was supposed to be.
We need to get you shirtless. We need to get you hot videos.
They'll do that on his own.
I'll be your new marketing team.
I came here to take the shirt off.
Yeah, no.
Like, I want to be on TV. I ain't playing. I'm going, like, you know.
When's the next season? Are you,
matter of fact, that scene with the whole adultery shit, I was like, yeah, I want the shirt off on. The fuck I want to do it. But then, we have the mics won't pick. I said, it's up to you. But I did come to get half naked.
Just so you're aware.
I bought a nice belt.
just so you're aware, my original plan was to be nude.
I just look at it like, you don't take an opportunity like this and waste it in any shape or fashion. Mm-hmm. Why?
I'm not
playing with this shit.
Yeah, I always questioned reality TV. I was like, I thought it was a little bit thirsty, but like, it's an opportunity.
Well, see, on another note.
It depends. I suppose people use it for different things.
It's both. Because it could be thirsty, but it's like, the shit grew to such a large platform. It's 5 million.
It's a legitimate platform, yeah.
It's 5 million people watching this shit a week.
Right.
When you get into it, now that I'm like signed and into it, it's a deal on the tail, which is bigger than the record deal. Mm-hmm. When you look at this shit, it's like, their fan base and their following of what they built is crazy.
Right.
They have... It's a real machine.
Mm-hmm. When people try to tell me that real TV is dead and they're like, oh, it's gonna be internet, it's gonna be this, I'm like, yeah, real TV is still fucking alive.
It is. I'm Netflix.
I don't know how many, you know, channels you can support. There's hundreds of channels.
On another note,
Love and Hip Hop has
you play in the streets too.
Oh, body.
Well, you have.
Right.
You're still affiliated.
What do you mean?
I see a lot of the littles playing in the streets. There was that big fight between XXX and the Migos the other day. Mm-hmm. The Migos supposedly jumped him. Then the footage came out. It was actually like a one-on-one. He was just getting beat up.
Yeah, Wash. I saw that.
Yeah. Like, Joe Budden had a lot to say about that as far as, like, y'all were playing in the streets and street protocol. You're snitching on yourselves and you're talking all this and blah. Your thoughts, sir?
Yeah, I didn't hear when Joe said that, but that is the truth. Like, I watched, but Extension, he's like 19, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he might not have been raised by official niggas. I don't know who he's raised by, but when you get on the internet and start talking all crazy, I know you're not raised by official niggas. There's no way you're gonna jump me and I'm running the gram first. I'm running to Trump first. I kill when you make it. I'm not running to Instagram. Yo, they jump me and he pull out a gun. Like, what are you talking about? You sound crazy. Like,
what are you gonna do about it?
You can't tell on yourself. Like, that's not what we're doing here. So I understand you want to tell your fans what happened, but no, you're really not supposed to. It's like, and it's like, it's a weird line with this whole hip hop shit in the streets and the internet. It's like,
me,
it's
still separate.
Me, it's still separate. I'm like from the street for real. So there's nothing, there's certain shit I won't say on my records. There's certain shit I'm not putting on the internet. Like, if it's in the street, it's staying in the street. If somebody tapes it and posts it, then that's you posting it. I'm not snitching on myself.
Right.
If you jump me, then nigga, you know I'm coming back to whoop that ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what it's gonna be. I'm not talking about it online. I'm trying to keep it offline. As a matter of fact, if it gets online, I'll probably leave the people alone because I don't want to go to jail. I'm like, all right, now it's
online. I'll deny that.
Fucking out there. As I look at it, like, I had like a drama before with All On Aware. I'm like, can't really do nothing now, so I'm in the net. So let's squash it. Because I'm not, what am I going to kill one of you niggas with the jail?
Mm-hmm.
Or y'all do something.
My name is attached officially to this.
Officially,
yeah.
All over. I'm like, it's over.
Cops have Wi-Fi. I don't know if people understand that shit.
Nigga, the hip hop police are fans too. When I see them in the street, what up, grass? A little wait for the new project. They listen to the music too. They know what's up.
That's like, what's the, yeah, I forget who did it, who said it. They're like, blah, 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 all this money. If the feds listening, what
money?
Yeah.
Lil Wayne.
Yeah,
exactly.
There we go.
That's the truth, because they are listening.
Like,
that's the job. You have hip-hop police divisions, and they still fuck with the music, too. If it's good music, they like it. They're human beings. I see hip-hop cops in New York City all the time. They fuck with me. Go, oh, whatever, bro. I show them love when I see them. I have no problem with them. Mm-hmm. Tell them what's going on. Yo, you see that jumper on the gram? Yeah, I seen it, son. They watch too. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? So,
we got the hip hop police so, outside Oak all the time.
You see?
They're our homies.
And they always show love. That's a good example. I fuck with them too.
Yep.
So, if I got a drama and it's on the internet, then I'm squashing. But literally, I squashed it. I was like, no, we can't have drama now. There's nothing, it can't go nowhere from here. I'm not doing anything to you because I'm going to jail. Not you. I'm the famous one here. Y'all niggas ain't shit. So
even in the fight last night, like, their logic afterwards, I was like, so what was the end result? Was somebody going to really fight? And they started talking about whose lawsuit is bigger. And I was like, see, that's the point.
Oh, that's disgusting.
No. I mean, but they were saying it on a logical, like, among friends after the idiots were gone. Mm-hmm. They were saying, like, you're the big guy, like, your lawsuit is bigger, so let us handle it. Like, let us beat him up.
But what happens is, even when that happens...
But you were part of it.
You still
Mr. Big Lawsuit.
You're still coming to you.
RICO.
Still come. Like, think about it. I remember
they beat him up for you. You were the ringleader. You called it.
Down.
Yeah.
Think about this. When Lil Wayne got arrested in New York City for a hammer on a tour bus, I was so shocked that he actually needed time for that shit. Because you got a tour bus full of probably 20 motherfuckers, and you the rapper. Nobody else took that charge? Like, I was so shocked that you went to jail for it, but you went to jail because you're the nigga with the name.
Mm-hmm.
You're not carrying the burn. Out of 20 motherfuckers on the bus, you're not carrying the ammo. Mm-hmm. But you went to jail for it. And the time, I was so surprised. I was nervous. I was like, damn.
They
got caught on a tour bus and went to jail. I was like, I got to change. I'm living, dog. I thought I got away with that. I thought you having him, I'd have been good. I'm like, yo, man, you got to take that charge. You come back, man. You be sitting on some paper, man. You good. Kid straight. Yada, yada, yada. No, it didn't work that way. He went to jail for that. And I was mad surprised. And it shook me up. I'm like, oh, I got to move different. Because if you could be on a bus of 20 people and still go to jail for a hammer charge because you're the celebrity, oh, shit's real out here.
Mm-hmm.
So niggas ain't getting away with that. Like, oh, let the people do it. Nah,
but can you fight with your hands anymore? Is anybody fighting with their hands? There's no one on one.
Unfortunately, some niggas ain't. I mean, we can beat a lot of niggas up and stay with their hands, but niggas grabbing guns, knives, all kind of shit. It's like,
there's also cameras everywhere. So, everywhere. Like, so they're going to look at the footage. I was like, sometimes it's good that there's footage. Remember Charlottesville? Like, there was footage inside parking garages and stuff to prove who started what.
Right.
Like, who was attacking who. So that's good sometimes. But there's cameras everywhere. We're talking about facial recognition on these phones.
Right.
Like, they know where you are at all times. Like,
all the time.
Like, traffic cameras, like, toll booths, like, mm-hmm. outside McDonald's. They
think
got
about
security
how
cameras everywhere.
You got GPS. Is
my GPS suggests that I go to Marquee on Wednesdays because it knows that Marquee is when I.
Yo, your phone is in your business.
Yeah, right. Let me turn off location services. This is fucked up.
My phone told her where to go and with glasses looking at her face.
Yo, Siri, check
got
this
to
out.
But you got a man know when I got my phone.
He tells me I'm pretty.
Yo, Siri, check this out. Keep my name out your motherfucking mouth.
Baby, right?
Siri, cool I'm gonna like need that. You to turn the other way while I do this.
You're telling all my fucking business. I don't even know Google like that, nigga. You really started pissing me off.
You know what's crazy about Google? If you Google your house, there's pictures of your house
on my front, yeah.
Way before you Googled it, mm-hmm. which means they're watching you when you're not thinking about being watched.
Mm-hmm.
When I first
it's
saw
not
that,
live feed,
I was like,
yeah.
It's not a live feed. You guys been to this picture for what reason? Mm-hmm. Why were you watching this home? That's what they do.
Yeah.
You are controlled.
So how do you be a street-oriented rapper? With so many dudes trying to play in the streets and so many, like, Domingos is getting into fights all the time. XXX just came back from jail. And you aren't, I wouldn't necessarily label you a tough guy, because I always say tough guys are the antagonists. And right. I've never seen you try and start anything.
Not at all.
But you're definitely, we're from the same place. Right. I know how you get down. How do you even manage to put those two things together?
I be on some bullshit. I'm really just focused on the bag and making good music. I don't give a fuck about people today. I will squash it way before it gets out of hand. Mm-hmm. Only time I'm going to get into beef is if it has to go there. If there's any way out of it, I'm trying to get out of it. I want the money. I don't want to... That shit don't equal no paper.
So Mendeecees comes home and he's mad about the way you handle his mom.
Then that's something we got to deal with. That's two men that got to deal with the situation. That's different. But if it goes there, there's nothing I can do about that. Mm-hmm. But in general, like with niggas in the street and all that other shit.
Not that it should. I think you handled that as good as it could be for a woman who was swinging.
Right. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I think you did the best job possible. Let me just put that out there.
I don't think he'd have any issue. But if he did, then we got to handle that how we got to handle it. It is what it is. But I'm just saying, as a man, and a businessman, I try to avoid all the fuck shit. I want the bag.
And you don't want a lawsuit. You don't want jail time.
I don't want that shit.
All those things subtract from the bank.
Exactly.
Right.
Just paying a lawyer. Lawyer will kill you. Just fucking running my business the amount of money I pay.
I mean, that's
a
what Tyrese says he was all upset about, his lawyer fees and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, this shit is out. It's astronomical.
Drain you, yeah.
That alone, the lawyer fees alone should keep you straight. Fuck that. That shit is... That's the most expensive bill I got is my lawyer fees, matter of fact. Mm-hmm. I'm not even in court fighting for no shit. Mm-hmm. But when I was in court, that is the most expensive. Just keeping yourself right.
When was the last time you was in court?
This is like almost 2 years ago now. You're talking about
for anything.
Well, last time you had lawyer fees.
I got lawyer fees for all kind of shit, though.
Well, yeah.
Shit. Like, all kind of... Everything I'm doing business-wise, you got to go to a lawyer, and they got to get paid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they did a lot of school so they can properly advise you. So.
That shit is expensive.
Every time I get mad about my contract,
that was expensive to do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm redlining shit out of it. It's mad expensive. So it's like a record deal. You're talking about thousands of dollars just on business alone. What the fuck I got business fighting you for? Then I can get a lawyer for that? And then when you fighting dudes, and me being like a real street dude, this way you can see like the real shit. I always look at it like me fighting you, the level I'm at. I gotta trust you and assume you're real enough to not tell on me or get me involved with some shit. I'm putting a lot of faith in you to keep me safe.
To fight you.
After I beat you up.
Yeah. I gotta trust that you're not a bitch ass nigga and won't go to police and jack me in some shit. I gotta trust this person that I don't trust already. And hope you will.
Yeah.
That I dislike or that I'm mad right. at right now.
Like, I trust
you.
Beat up.
I gotta trust you to keep me safe out here. Like, no.
Because...
Well, that's like couples that can fight. Well, I'm not physically fight, but like really get like... I guess at each other, because at some point the woman can be like, "He beat me." Like if she's
been,
like a yeah, right. right.
I mean, just in general, if I fight a dude, I'm not going to the cops.
You
like win, lose, or draw.
Not.
Some but people will though.
Win, lose, or draw. I'm not going to the cops because especially if it's a fight that I asked for. I'm not a street dude.
Right.
I'm not. I never
considered.
But it is. No, I'm a man. I'm a man. Right. Like if me and you got into a scrap over what we got into a scrap about. First of all, it has to be worth it. That's number one.
Yeah.
And it rarely ever is. But when it is. It is what it is. But I'm not running to the cops if two grown men decided that the way they needed to settle it was with their hands.
Exactly.
Now, after I knock you out and you go call the cops, that I don't even know how to look at you after that. Like,
you know
now
that,
I feel like I should
incite that?
You from here on out.
I call that a nigga tricking you out of your freedom. That's what I call it. I'm like, you're gonna trick me out of my freedom. But I can't trust you to be official. I don't want no problems. I want the money, man. Now that I have to TV shit, I want to stay on TV. I'm about to go get a tattoo on and motherfucker. I'm going to go fuck with Black Ink. I'm going to see get a tattoo. I just did another show the other day. I'm staying on TV, motherfucker. I'm not thinking about none of this shit. I'm like,
I'll be this official dude on TV.
Here was Black on Black Crime. I'm trying to get rich. I'm not fucking with none of this shit. I also look at it as so unfortunate and fucked up when a rapper comes this far. To get dragged back into the street.
To hand it back.
From the hood. You work so hard to get away from that shit. Get your mother a new home, retire, take care of your kids, and to go back to the street.
Have you done that?
Come this far?
Your mama's retired?
I'm still working on that.
Okay.
She almost. I'm almost there.
Okay.
Almost there. So, you know what I'm saying?
Does she live here? You got family? Like, family is local?
Yeah.
We're
all the queens.
What you doing for Thanksgiving?
We's gonna eat. Well, I'm vegetarian now. I'm not fucking.
What?
Oh, snap.
All right, well, more turkey for me. I'm coming to your house.
You saw that DVD, What the Health?
No, I'm avoiding it because I like chicken.
Exactly.
I don't want those problems. Everybody I know all of a sudden doesn't like chicken anymore as soon as they watch that video.
I was raised vegetarian my whole life, and I eat chicken and fish, but I don't eat.
Yeah, I'm not doing this with y'all. I
eat fish though, so that's why I'm not vegan. I
like barbecue chicken on a pizza.
I do too.
Leave me
I
the
love
F
that shit, but I know what they're doing. I'll eat chicken in Jamaica when I know how it's raised and all this shit. But me personally, I can't.
The stories is wild.
I can't. No.
I always said this. I said, I don't eat animals because they're my friends. I said, but I've never been friends with a bird or a fish. So therefore, I'm just not eating anything that like has big brown eyes and I can pet them. A cow, a pig, a
I've
dog.
Never been, I don't know
I've
any
I've never
cows.
Been friends.
I don't know any cow.
I was raised in the country. Though,
I don't know no cow homies either, my nigga.
I got no chicken.
I got no cow homies.
No chicken homies.
I got no chicken homies. You know what I'm saying?
And lobsters. Piss me off. I mean, fuck all y'all.
We gonna fight. We gonna fight. No one.
I'm set tripping on all y'all. We get to pop as soon as I see
you. You wear red every day, son.
I'm gonna crack this shit, homie.
I brought my tool, my hammer, my club.
I got my tool. I'm gonna crack this shell, homie.
And your crab ass cousin. Now what? And on that note,
we gonna fight seafood.
please, tell everybody where to find you, bro.
And your mama bed.
See? And then he follows shit like that by saying where I'm worse than him. So people look at me ridiculously.
Y'all just dogs in the doghouse, rough, rough.
I'm a reformed animal. I'm saying I'm clean, I'm straight now. But I used to be bad, though. Right?
I have no idea what he's talking about.
He does.
He's a good guy.
Look at me. I have no idea what he's talking about. None whatsoever.
I really feel some
guy's bad.
Sincerity coming from your corner.
Look at
some super sincerity.
Zero idea what he's talking about. Look,
your at on Instagram is.
Yes,
have you spelled this? How did you hooderize it?
I'm gonna unhooderize it by spelling it. It's GRAFH. If you're listening, which you should be, or if you'll be hearing all this shit, follow me now.
And watch him on...
Is that Instagram and everything?
That's
so?
All over
Instagram,
the TV.
Instagram is just Grav. Twitter is just Grav. Facebook is Grav Fans. Fuck with me there, too.
YouTube?
YouTube is Grav TV.
And what's out right now that people can go buy?
Painkiller's album. The Painkiller's Reloaded, that's out. That's fucking fire. I had Wiz Khalifa on there, Styles P, Jada Kiss, Pete Rock did a beat for me and Royce the 5'9".
Oh, Bum shout out to Royce.
Yeah, but fuck Royce on nigga. Bum B's on it. He's on my project. That's a big homie. Sheik, my nigga Jaren Benton. It's a really dope album, man. Make sure I go get that. So that's online. You could always get that at Support Show. Niggas see love. You know what I'm saying? And
when's Black Sheik coming?
Black Sheik, top of the year. Still working on it. The dude says if you got fire, send me some beats. I am all ears. If your shit is whack, you will be notified or you will not. But you will know it's whack. I'm not going to pretend for you. Don't be trash.
And we are going to call it a day. Till next time. In the meantime, in between time, I'm your man, Mr. Meg.
And I'm Crystal LeBeth.
This is the M&M&M Show, a.k.a. The Show. And do us a favor. Please go get laid. You'll make the world a better place.
Peace.
Peace.